that was half a concert of Frank Zappa. You heard the last hour and 15 minutes. When and where the details remains a mystery. When did it happen? We never heard him do songs like that, do those songs in that manner, even with a black lesbian singer with him.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness it was saved in the annals of nastiness.
The annals of nastiness. We just heard a hymn, the annals of nastiness. What's Michael saying? Careful, Bob. You may just open that.
The church is subjugated.
All right, well, we have three or four people here.
Well, you had 100 before you ran them all off with that ridiculousness of hour
no,
overtime.
No, and nobody was
you,
here.
Oh, you're getting, you keep no, combing your hair, getting ready for bed, Bob. You're getting ready for bed, Bob. Is that what you're doing? Okay, good night, Bob. Bye-bye. Good night, Bob.
No. I say, with the three or four people here, they get to talk to I for a half hour each.
Yeah,
we got here.
You may have to play some music, though, because damn.
Yeah, we didn't have any for a long
time. You got to get that nasty taste out of your mouth.
Okay, here's Anonymous. No, Bart. Okay, Bart, go ahead.
All right, I had questions about three different things.
We have one answer.
I would like to hear your answer first, please.
Oh, hell no. No, we're not playing that shit. Oh,
okay.
No. You begin.
Okay, I would first like to say that the more that I've sort of run into these changes that have happened of late, in particular with regard to the King James Bible, I was thinking that it's got Ion's signature.
Okay, and that thought is substantiated by?
Well, let me read a couple of passages in addition to the ones I read last time that were changed.
Mm.
Actually, there are several passages that changed a word to couch. The passages are Genesis 49:4, unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defilest thou it, he went up to my couch. Job 7:13, when I say, my bed shall comfort me, my couch shall ease my complaint. And there are a couple of, or like three or four other passages that change the word to couch. And that seems like an Ionic adjustment to me, because that's a modern term. But there was also one of the mashups that I did had Bob reciting passages about his couch up in the sky. You remember that that passage, Bob?
I don't even remember you. What are you talking about?
Who's asking me this, Bert? This is Bert?
Bart, yeah.
Bert.
See,
yeah.
He doesn't even remember who you are. You're speaking. It's our Bob.
What is the context? I will attempt, Ian. I will attempt to remember. What's the context or what?
Just that one of the King James passages, or several passages, have had a word changed to the word couch, and couch is a modern term, me.
I don't know anything about that. I only know Ezekiel 120 something, and Revelation 2:17. In Revelation 2:17 about my dear partner.
Yes,
use the modern
partner. Nobody would join you, Bob. They would join you. They're independent.
Co-conspirator.
The close one that denies culpable deniability.
Denies culpable deniability. Did you catch that, Bart?
Denies deniable culpability.
Yeah. Which is a double negative turns into a positive, I guess.
Yeah, it's a tetrad.
Well, now we're negotiating.
But there was a passage that you recited, Bob, that said, I see your planet from my couch in the sky. And I kind of related that ratio to the couch, this term couch that's in the King James Version now. But also that the changes have solely been to the King James Bible. That I also attribute to Ion. Another passage that was changed was the term foreign armies was changed to the word aliens. In Hebrews 32:34, it says, quench the violence of fire, escape the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, wax valiant in fight, turn to flight the armies of the aliens. The word aliens has a lot of connotations, Ion, but is this a change that you had made, and is there a reason that term was used?
Administer justice and gain what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions and quench the fury of the flames. Yep.
Another significant change that was made to the King James Bible was there is now mentioned that Jesus was hung on a tree and not on a cross.
It was a tree. It was a dogwood tree.
Since there are three Jesuses and only one of them was hung on the cross, or on now the dogwood tree, this is the same Jesus?
No,
the one that was,
they were different.
The three were different, but the one that they said was hung on the cross, is that the one that they now say is hung on a tree?
No, that was the second one.
So the second one was hung on a tree.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were all hung on a tree. Okay, hold on. The cross was made out of a tree. The second one just was the dogwood tree. Tree. The third one was where they had the crossbar, which made it a cross. That was to bring in the syncing up of the which chromosome with the rings and the arms. And the only reason you went through that whole ridiculousness is so you'd remember. And so now you never forget. You always celebrate it. You always have the lilies. You always have the palms. You always burn the palms. You always have Ash Wednesday. You always have all these capacities to remind you how you're going to come back to God. Touch me not, for my ascension is not complete. To know how the cellular ramifications come. Or get on the Damascus Road and let us strike your damn ass to lightning. It don't scare a one of us, just so you know. It's all right. So then they were stoned. They sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered in sheepskin and goatskin, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts, in the mountains, in the dens, in the caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. That's Hebrews 11 also.
I'm just referencing the Jesuses as representing our return to God. So I won't go further on that, but I'm just noting the changes that were made to King James.
Okay.
Bart, do we know when those changes were made to King James Version?
That's a good question.
Ion?
Well, okay. You start off, you got to go back to what Bob calls 1611. There is no time, but Bob sets it up in the order of when his email is in. So, Bob, take your email back to 1611. That's when it started. And then you got to change some stuff in 1769. That changed some stuff. And you've got about 421 words that have been adjusted since then.
And who adjusted them?
Well, we did. There's even more, because now there's 791,328 words. Now there's only 27. We took one out. And there's 420 changes from phrases that mean something totally different now.
Which word did you take out?
Is.
It's like the Wikipedia changes. You take out one word or change one word. But the 420, is that the sort of a ratio or reference to the 418? 420 phrases?
No, it's about three. Because three of them are exact in nature. And a lot of it is turned like amongst. You change to among because you've changed it. And then OMG becomes BFD. There's a lot of that in there. That's in Thessalonians. The BFD is in Thessalonians. You'll see. And you've been changed to ye 82 times. And towards, it's been changed to toward 14 times.
The fact that the King James Version is the one that's being held up has got to make Mary pleased.
And that was Mary's boy.
Mary's boy. One other just quick note on the Revelations. I did notice that in Revelation 2:7, it says, "To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the tree of life." And in 2:17, it says, "To him that overcometh, I shall give to eat of the hidden manna." The way that I sort of took that at first glance was that the tree of life was sort of the nourishment that or knowledge that Ion provides on these exchanges, and then the tree of manna would be the actual food nourishment. Would that be a fair representation?
I'd say yeah, but you don't need either. So
okay.
How you gain that is a little hard for us, but
okay.
It's okay. See, the conflict is not conflictable, so it's not conflicting. So we're okay. We're gigging with it.
I recognize that I tend to make statements. Okay, so the other thing I wanted to ask about was I noticed that also of the changes, the Last Supper, which Bob refers to as the First Supper, has had some changes to it, one of which that immediately interested me was that the chalice that was originally in front of Jesus is now above Bartholomew's head. Is that something that I talked Da Vinci into changing, or is that something that Ion changed?
We adjusted it a bit.
And I will note that what's interesting about it is, aside from the fact that the chalice is moved from Jesus, which is depicted in front of him in all the other depictions of the Last Supper, that when you're farther back from the image, it appears as a chalice, and when you get closer, it changes. So it's kind of a visual effect. Do you have anything to say about that?
No.
The other thing that's changed in that particular painting or image is that the cups, which used to be, I think, wood or clay, are now clear glass cups. So that's just another Ion signature I would take.
Yeah, since Cristal, you can't be making out of clay.
So Ion's modernized that as well, that image.
Well, and nobody cared. It didn't change the storyline or anything. I mean, we didn't make it be Lalique or nothing. We could. We like Lalique. We really do like Lalique.
That's a different type of glass or crystal?
Mm-hmm.
Also, what I did discover about that image recently as well is that it appears that Leonardo used a mirror to create these, at least that image and maybe many others. Is that the case?
Everything is mirrored.
And what I saw, that when you put a mirror up to the middle of that image, so if the image is flat on a table and you put a mirror vertically in the center of it, what it reflects is it creates more images in the center, in particular on the figure of Christ. It creates a third eye on Christ's forehead. It creates a king's face. It looks like it's a king with a crown, or maybe even there's a pharaoh image. And then there are, as you go up vertically up the painting, there are other faces that are stacked up, including feline faces. Is there something you can say about those faces, Ion?
Well said.
The feline faces, does that represent some sort of a different race, or does that represent some sort of a
no,
spiritual
don't you
factor?
Remember? Don't you? No, wait. Don't you remember back in the early Ankh, when they were chasing the booger man, the pharaohs, the gods were scared of bad things, so they used cats.
They're
domiciles. So that's where the pussy reference comes. Oh, wait, sorry. Did we say pussy? We're not supposed to say pussy anymore. Oh, wait, no. CNN says pussy. It's okay.
You're fine.
CNN says we're going to say pussy. We can say pussy. Okay. Phew. Boy, that's good.
So, yes, we could be referring to
those people. That was scary. That was scary, wasn't it?
So the felines represent
protection.
And there are many layers of that. Now, the felines, I noted in the image, when it's mirrored, go through the dark area above Jesus' head, and then they move up into a light area of the gridwork on the ceiling of the image. So,
basically, yeah.
Is that gridwork?
Changes.
There are, okay.
You're like, you're just picking up on something. And you're good at it, and it's just good, and it's interesting. Because no one has a clue what the hell you're talking about, okay, but you. Well, we do, but we're not fair because we know things. So, there you go. So you got to taunt this into a little thing, a bit of a thing, yeah.
Okay.
Do you understand the words?
I have to taunt this into a little thing.
Yes. See, we're saying the same thing as valid as what you're saying, but you act like you don't know what we mean. See?
Well, to taunt me into a little thing, to me, I hear as to simplify it or to make it more concise.
More credible. Maybe.
The image and the mirrored aspect, does that show just the process of ascension, or is it something else that's showing?
It would show that completely, and it would also show the details of how what's really important. Some things are more important than others.
Some things are more important than others.
Mm-hmm.
An example of something represented in there. Would you give an example of something that's representative in the image that's more important than what I may be distracted by there?
The capacity for the storyline. Where does the storyline change? What changes the storyline? What are those changes make you have a different outcome or make the outcome more embraceable by someone like yourself? Because once if we can convince you, you can convince Bob, and if you can convince Bob, you win the world, win the war.
Well, as far as convincing me, I'm just allowing this process to unfold, and I'm just noting the things that
I don't even know what that means.
Well, another way to put it may be just relaxing and allowing, and not maybe trying.
Been working with cliched archetypes long.
Well, are there words that you would say that would represent...
We're not warring you. Come on,
okay.
Now. We're not warring you. We're not warring you. Just listen to what you're saying. You've got some points. They're valid. You want to talk about them. We do, too. You got some interesting constructs to bring forth. So bring them forth. If you can't keep us engaged in the conversation, you're going to play hell fucking with Bob, because Bob will drop you like a bad habit.
Bert, it's like... I do with Ion, with, you know, my little sciencey things. You've latched onto a topic. You're finding neat anomalies that just, you know, frizz your brain a little and get you excited. And now you're just sharing them. So that's all you're doing, and it's fantastic. So keep going. Don't question it. I would say,
okay.
Right, Ion?
Thank you.
That's perfect, because, see, you know what you know that you know. You just don't know the parts you don't know. That's the problem with not knowing.
It's
right?
Wonderful.
But then,
yes, it's wonderful.
But then when you get that brain frizz, you say, ah, I know it now. And it's a little, you know, a little bitty knowing, but then it just lets you know that even if you think you have 1% knowing, that that's a... You know, that's the first step to 100% knowing, which you already have and know anyway, and you never doubt yourself.
No, I do like clarifying my words and clarifying.
No, we don't know, but the clarifying doesn't have anything to do with anything. Clarifying, you're trying to validate what you think you might get. That's all you're doing. Don't worry about that. Carolyn, try it. Just don't make it such a to-do. We will nail you. Make one misstep. We will nail you to the far side. You don't have to worry about it. So if you know you have a catcher in the rye, go set a watchman. If you know that, it should give you quite the libertine experience that you should be able to freely move about the cabin without any worry of turbulence. So what Carolyn is trying to tell you is that if we got you, we got you. So if you don't have the comfort level to move freely in that knowing, you got more trouble than that.
No, that's
soften it a little bit. Yeah.
No, I got that from you, and I got it from Carolyn. No, that's what I appreciate about Carolyn and Carolyn's approach, and Bob has his approach, which is more he can get into the minutiae. So there.
Bob has an approach.
Laissez-faire.
More like right up to the edge of caveat emptor, too, so just so you know.
But Carolyn and Bob do sort of represent that those aspects of questioning or engaging, and they both are wonderful, and so I appreciate those aspects, and I appreciate your guidance, Carolyn, too, your input. All right, so I'll move on. I just had fun finding those anomalies and wanted to point those out, just sort of for the record. Now, Ion, you said something recently that you were allowing Ionauts to recall their dreams better or their night slumber experiences.
We were actually making them. We're making them do it. They don't want to. We're making them do it. It's pretty sad. We know.
That made me sort of recall what I have written down or had my slumber experiences of. I want to clarify this. you said that dreams can either be, if they're in black and white, they can be just dreams or imagery that your mind is engaging, or they can be a parallel world or traveling experiences if they're in color. Is that a correct designation or separation?
It is. It may change, but it still is.
I hadn't given my dreams or my nighttime experiences much consideration until I had maybe of late, because you'd mentioned them, but I've encountered both Obama and Trump in my travels, and I'm pointing those out is because they're the only ones that sort of I recall.
So far.
Except there was, so far, but there was another one recently that Bob had mentioned that somebody had an experience where there was a figure or someone speaking to them, and they woke up in a cold sweat. So I had a similar experience, and I won't lay the whole thing out, but I had somebody who was sort of coming after me, and I lifted my hand up, and a light shone out of my palm and sort of warded them off. Would you have anything to say about that, Ian? Was that an aspect of myself that I was warding off, or was that another being?
It was yourself.
What is interesting or of note to me is that it was sort of following me, and I turned around and faced it. It's, and it changed. The visage changed. And then I held my hand up and shone this light out of my palm, and it changed to sort of a confused expression, and I felt compassion for it at that point. Is that just me allowing some aspect of myself?
No, that's
recognizing that your confused self is no more. You are now the enlightened, ascended spark. Right, Ion?
Well, some facts family like that.
Okay. I don't want to go too far. It's just an experience.
It was real
I had.
Close up. It was real good. It sounded wonderful. We liked the way it sounded.
Well, it's when I left that space where that occurred, in the same sort of landscape, there was the shape of a lamb, a cloud shaped like a lamb in its place.
Okay.
So, would you say what that lamb meant, or that cloud?
Say it again.
When I had shone the light on that being, and then it sort of, I guess it vanished, I leapt away from that spot where it was near these trees, and when I looked back at that space, there was a cloud shaped like a lamb.
Yeah, kind of like the OA.
OA?
Mm-hmm.
What is the OA?
In the show, you're supposed to already been watched.
The OA. That's a show called...
It's a Netflix eight-part series. It's all out.
Okay, I see it. I'll look that up. Okay. The OA is an American mystery drama.
In the scene, well, it's more than that. In the scene, the exact same cloud is in when they start showing the trees, the leaves blowing in the trees. The exact same cloud there. You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. I'll look for that.
Okay.
The other thing I was going to ask about was there appear to be... islands that are appearing on the new Google Maps. There are islands that have appeared that are populated that seem to have come from virtually nowhere. And,
they are.
Okay.
That's not a news flash. Bob's been knowing about that forever. We would talk about these places in Oceania, and Bob was like, Ion, you've lost your damn mind. You don't have any clue that's not there. If you can't convince Google Earth that it's there, if the satellite can't see that it's not there. And we go, well, then you go visit there. Okay, well, if I go visit there and I'm going to be there, it's not really there. It's got to be another place. It's not like that. Nope. Then we put all these crazy shows. Remember the lizard people? Remember the other world coming? Remember V? Remember Fringe? All these different shows showing you that it's coming back. Things are starting to show back up. Like you're still looking for Atlantis when it's here all along. But they even have a place on the map where Atlantis is going to be. Now, go figure that one out. Here are the border or boundaries of Atlantis. This is where it's going to be. They know that, but they can't find Atlantis. Quite interesting.
And you gave me the latitude and longitude on one of the calls.
Hell yeah. And if you can't go there and find it, just wait a minute. Give it a minute.
I would, literally, apparently, because it seems like there's land forming or coming up out of the sea and also land being submerged without the factor of time.
One, if by land, two, if by sea.
It could very possibly be that this mention of part of California and the states that didn't vote for Trump going under, that may be something that we just wake up and see on the map one morning.
Yep, pretty much.
Is that possible?
Oh, we're sure it'll be on the Clinton News Network for a minute.
Okay.
Oh, wait, maybe not. Maybe not, because they're the only people who watch the Clinton News Network, so maybe they won't be there anymore. So if you ever get up and you turn on the Clinton News Network and they're not there, it happened. There you go. That's all you need to know. Excellent.
Is it possible that I could just wake up one morning, look on Google Maps, and see those changes?
But of course. But why couldn't you see them already? You're starting to see them now. Why couldn't you see them when we told you the first place?
Okay. This is sort of... Does that have to do
there
with
are
our...
None so blind as those who will not see.
So this has to do maybe with one's individual allowing or the process?
Yeah, but that's another glib cliche archetype that Bob won't allow us to use anymore. He says we're vulgar. He says that we're unconscious, and we have no idea how many people we hurt with our terrible, foul language, speaking, talking, and stuff, and that we're terrible, and that we're inappropriate in every way, and that we should behave ourselves, or he's going to get a better non-physical.
But I am determining, would you say, the pace of these shifts.
Okay, pacing is good. We like that.
Am I solely responsible for the pace, or is this, are all human creators involved in
it? You better hope you are solely responsible for your pace. Otherwise, there's not enough amount of bed soft enough for you to get any moment of visceral tactile peace in your world. You're on the edge anyway, big boy. You're on the edge. And one more little further, and it'll get all right. We're going to speed things up just a little bit. Lulu may come to see you.
She may. That was the representation of the perfect cell in the fifth element.
Excellent. See, you do your homework when you're supposed to.
The one last thing I wanted to ask about was something that I just ran into this morning, or ran into me.
Yeah, I've seen it right.
The seven spirits of God. Okay, now I was going to ask you, but I copied a bunch of stuff down, so maybe you can clarify this. The seven spirits of God, are they first mentioned in Revelation 1 in that chapter? I'm going to say that I believe they are. I have a lot of notes, but I don't want to go wasting sort of through, but... you said
how
that they
come... thing you have it's important enough to stop the time space continuum to discuss it with us, and now you're wondering if it's important at all. Okay.
All right, so
you stop the train, you might as well spill it now.
They come up in Revelation 1:4.
That's the first time.
We'll just pull that up here.
Do you like orange hair? Bart?
I have nothing against orange hair.
Oh, okay, good. It's our nice strawberry blonde. How about that?
A strawberry blonde is nice. So here is the passage, Revelation 1:4, John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. Now I'll first... Well, ask, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. So,
hey, Bart, I thought you were saying seven spears, but you're saying seven spirits.
Correct, with a capital S.
With a capital S.
Remember, we stopped the presses for about 3 days, making the difference between the capital and non-capital, Carolyn, remember?
Yeah. And in Matthew 12:45, there's the seven other spirits. Mm-hmm. Luke 11:26, seven other spirits.
Mm-hmm. See, that comes in. That's where you're going to fill your legion. And then you have angelic forces coming in there that aren't spirits. The angelic forces come to stir that up again. See, that's the mm-hmm. devil business trying to bring up, and it's out where they're confounding you because, you remember why? They don't want you to win. They don't want you to ascend because then they got to go to their ass to work. No more free time.
So what you said, Ian, was that they will, they're referenced or they come up again in chapter 15, which is where we are in Genesee.
Mm-hmm.
Which chapter in Genesis? Genesee?
That's the last part. You'll find it.
Is your statement still sort of accurate, or are you shifting it a little bit that they will come after the trumpets but before the vials, the seven spirits?
No, they're always here. It's not about come. It's come before the throne.
Before the throne, okay.
Which is what it says.
So what I have copied from others speculating on the seven spirits is that they represent different aspects. So I'm going through here. The spirit of justification, the spirit of sanctification. Am I on the right path?
Not so much.
Okay, so I won't follow those. So I'll ask you.
No, because those are ethereal. Those are almost like digestible conditions. That's like, well, I coulda, woulda, liked it. If I coulda, mighta, think I coulda, shoulda, might have a this about a move by them. So I don't know. You know, you don't know if you want to go, yeah. You don't know if you want to go to the movie or not. No, what we're talking about, you go into the movie. See, not some respect or introspect or out of spect or people.
Revelation 4:5 says, and from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. You mentioned legion before just a couple of minutes ago, but is that a different? Okay, so are these sort of, I don't know what you call this, hendiades, or are they mirrored?
As in immured, as in the sea?
Did you say demiurged?
In the sea? Yeah, demiurged.
Demiurged in the sea.
Hey, Bart, look
yes.
what I found. Genesis 50, last verse, 25 and 26. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry my bones from hence. So Joseph died being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. So Ion, Joseph prophesied that his bones would be carried all over. Is that correct?
That he held the marker. He held the marker and had osmium in his red marrow of his bones. Yes. And they had to bring that back to the temple. They put it in the Ark of the Covenant. They brought it, drug it out of Egypt with the Ark, where they separated their power. And do you think they had their power? Because they had Moses, so they came in the same and got back to the same side. And they made Pharaoh, who was a god himself, and both gods that were worshipped. And then the next thing you know, they beat them, but they still toted their power out with the spoils of Egypt. Then they went to Mount Sinai. Then they wanted the law. Then they had the power. Then they had to drink gold. Then they worshipped Baal. Then they went to Moabite. The Moabites whooped the shit out of them. Then they moved back to Sinai. Then they got to the River Jordan. Then they couldn't cross the River Jordan. Then King David went into Shubit. Then he came all the way up. And then he kind of figured out his way. Oh, wait, here we go. That comes back around to full circle of this is where it began. You're coming back.
Okay.
Great.
So the
history
seven spirits
of the world in 30 seconds.
Something like that. Well, and y'all have done this. And this is easy for y'all because y'all have done this. Other people would go, whoa, 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 whoa. But y'all have done this empirically, step by step by step. So
okay,
it's not even surprised.
Yeah.
But now in the beginning of days, you'd be going, whoa, 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 whoa. No, Trump is not Baal, silly Porter. No. Might be the closest thing to Christ on this earth as far as you're concerned, but the trumps, the thunders and the trumps are coming. But now go ahead, we're sorry.
Yeah, Bart, one more thing. Just scanning through Genesis 50, I can't see the seven spirits, but the words, I mean, I might be missing them, but are you saying it's like the seven spirits, they culminated in what happened to Joseph and his bones? Ion, did the seven spirits create the osmium factor in Joseph's bones?
No, it did not. Genesis 6:3.
Genesis 6:3, okay.
And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years.
Well, Bert, while Ian thinks about what to say, could you give me the topic?
We have nothing to say. What's the question?
Right.
There's been no question.
Hey, Bert.
Yes.
Changes in the King James Bible. Then the felines, where were they? What part of the
They were
Bible?
In the Last Supper painting.
You can't say Pussy Bob.
In the Last Supper.
You can't even apply Pussy Bob.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, by Leonardo.
Michelangelo. What do you fucking know, Carol? It's Michelangelo.
They were one in the same.
Oh, yeah.
It's Ion.
They were one in the same.
They were both, both left-handed. They smoked left-handed cigarettes.
And were you a woman in that situation, Carol? You kind of knew them personally? Probably.
I'm not a woman. I'm a human being.
Carol.
Oh.
Who's Carol?
Which is more than I can say for
Carol?
You.
That's right.
By the by. Bob says, I remember that remark.
I remember that remark.
No, you
That's
can't remember.
I remember that remark. Hey, so Bert, then you do the seven spirits of God, and they're what? They're before the seven spirits of God.
I was asking about some dream experiences I had.
Then Carol brought in Joseph knew the fate of his bones, and now what are you doing?
That Joseph's bones was related to the seven spirits conversation, which we're moving around in.
Now we're talking about the spirit in Genesis. Spirit in Genesis.
Yeah. So Genesis 6:3, and the Lord said, "My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years." So that's a separation of spirit, non-physical and physical.
All in the same sweep.
Yeah, which meant the physical could die. Right.
And guess what else it does? It also sets the line of how long you got to figure it out. You got 120 years to figure it out. If you can't do it then, goodbye. And it's not saying that you're going to live 120 years. It says you got 120 years to figure it out. You're still eternal. And that's why people go so far and then they don't want to live anymore and they check out.
Awesome.
Don't actually know. What are we supposed to do? Wait, we remember. Don't wait, wait, wait. This is why we get paid. Wait a minute. Vroop. Okay, now we can go ahead.
What's the topic of 120 years, and what are you supposed to get?
You're supposed
ascended.
To get how...
Ascend or get out.
Yeah. Get ascended, yeah.
Okay, Bart. Okay, so that's my answer on the seven spirits. Unless, Ion, do you have anything that I'm getting, experiencing a little burning in the belly right now, a little warmth in the belly, midsection.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is there
you
anything
better
in
believe
my,
it. It's coming. You're starting to have some. You're starting. Yeah. No, don't ask that question. Just don't ask that question. We keep interrupting you on purpose.
Okay.
The feeling place is that you're starting to control and contain power. You're controlling, contain power, and it's got to go somewhere. Just like Joseph, you'd be putting your bones in a box. Either come on and shine, arise and shine, and give God the glory, or get on up, get happy, or get out. You're not going to play with this, so you know. You're not going to play with this. You're going to come on up with it, or you're going to get out. One way or the other. Come on up, and then you're going to feel a little more of that. Because every time you have the capacity of this inspiration or aspiration or whatever it is that you're trying to inspire, stop trying to make it. You don't make the garden grow. You just tend the garden. The garden grows itself. So get on with it. Get on with it, and it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. You're going to be all right. We're going to see how many ass passes you think you're going to get.
Look at this part. I'm just searching the Bible for words. Proverbs 26:22, the last word is, they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. And then the next word in Proverbs 26:23 is burning.
Mm-hmm. The same thing. That's the same section. It does. The same section that you did, Carolyn, a million years ago with the burning in the belly, with the tail of tea. Yeah,
right.
Lots of words.
I'll add this to that. Proverbs 3:1. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall be they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart.
And show them as a sign on your hand, and write them as a sign on your hand, and on your doorpost, and on your gates. And hold my mitzvah, saber, tabar, shol, malako, shita.
I would say I'm doing all of those things.
Okay, congratulations. Are you bragging or are you complaining?
I might be bragging a little.
Okay, good. We like that better, as long as you're not complaining. Because, see, typically what ends up happening when you start down this road, this is what Karen would jump in and save your damn ass one more time. She's good at that. She'd say, okay, you're down this path, and you're saying you're doing everything you're supposed to do. Everything's going good. Everything's all right. Now, why haven't I ascended? You see, the caveat's on the end of it. If I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing, it ought to be working for me. And we say it is. We're just trying to convince you. Do you remember Westworld?
Yes.
Where was the maze?
Was it underground?
It was under the skull of those ridiculous android memes. How many times have you heard us speak of the labyrinth of the mind?
Plenty.
Well, wow.
Every time they chop their head off, they pull their skull off of the thing, and there it is. There it is. There's the maze. There it is.
A literal representation of it.
Uh-huh. And now what's happening is, just like in Westworld, the machines are going to become God before some of you all. How about them smackers?
So the androids were not representing the ascending or ascended in Westworld.
You'll see. We didn't want to spoil it. Bob hates TV. You should be lucky he hasn't obliterated TV altogether. Because typically when he gets tired of something, like Puffs, they don't even make Puffs anymore. He stopped eating them and they went. Nobody else in the world bought them anyway. So he stopped eating them and then they're gone. Just gone. Gone. Can't find them nowhere. Snicker bars are right behind it. You don't eat Snicker bars no more.
Yeah, Bart, so are you going to quit while you're ahead?
Yeah, I'm going to watch the OA.
Go out at the top of your game, that's for sure. That's the best. You're doing good. And now, all that being said, we've taught and chided you a little bit on purpose because we're trying to say how wonderful you are. Blah, 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 bunch of bullshit. Now get off your damn ass and get this thing together and let's go. Bomb a nose. That's what we're trying to say. Softly and tenderly. And come over here and we'll pat you on the head if that's what you need or something or whatever that is. So you're on it. So move on through it. Don't stop. Just keep moving. Just keep. Lather, rinse, repeat.
Next.
Okay.
Bob, we got to let Bart go out on a high, please.
He's on the teetering on the vasectomy edge.
I'll look forward to seeing Lulu.
Yes.
What was the last topic?
Be sweet.
What was the last topic, Bart?
Genitalia.
Bart?
The last topic was...
That Bart has blue balls.
Ian was basically telling me to get on with it, so you can just say that Ian was telling Bart to get on with it, not to stop and to keep going. And I got that from Carolyn, too. So,
and that everything's going good and everything's right with the world, blah, 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 blah. And now get out. Stop resting on your laurels and get busy. Get happy. Get out.
Okay, so the next caller that Ian requested was Michael. So we have to find Michael in the maze.
In the maze.
Let's see. Maybe
it's just like Westworld. It's just like Westworld.
Okay, Eliza.
Yes, hi. I don't have that many questions, but I think it's Bible themed today because I have a verse that Ian gave me last week when I asked him about God's peculiar people who are not. And they said, Peter 2:9, which is, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. He also gave me Deuteronomy 7:6 and Peter 2:10, which are basically saying the same thing. I liked those verses, Ion, but can you tell me what you mean by not, K-N-O-T?
Yeah. He had to go with the work of Jonathan Edwards and figure out what a chosen generation applies and how a royal priesthood connects to a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you are called out of the darkness into the marvelous light.
Going to Jonathan Edwards?
That's correct.
I'll make a note of that. Thank you.
A royal priesthood.
Royal priesthood. All right.
Are y'all going to the inauguration? It'll be really fun. We are all going. It's going to be the most fun. We're going to the deplorable ball. It's going to be fabulous.
Are a lot of people going to show up?
Hell yeah. Are you kidding? A free party in Washington? Are you nuts? Huh. We digress. Oh, wow. What's your second question?
So my second question is on the OA.
Wait a minute. Stop. Stop. Just a moment. We're going to answer your question. We're going to answer it completely. Carolyn, Dr. Carolyn Dean, has not watched all the OA yet. So if you spoil this.
No, it's okay, Ion. I like knowing things so that I don't mind knowing things.
We know. Don't spoil it, though, because this is important. So ask your question carefully. Go ahead.
What episode are you up to, Connie?
Half of the first one.
She's not even going to watch it.
The first 30 seconds.
She hasn't even got the part where they start the show yet. You know, you watch it for like an hour, and then it begins. She hasn't got to the beginning yet.
Carol's not going to watch it, so just tell her the story.
Can I mention movements, Ion? There are movements in the show.
They're like symbols, aren't they?
Yeah.
And how many movements are there? Five movements. There are five movements, aren't there? Mm-hmm. That's important,
right,
isn't there? The only reason that's important is because ridiculous, inappropriate in every way, Bob did his damn pin pad.
Remember, this all came from a play 40 years ago called Hand Signals for the Blind.
That's
what
right.
It is, five hand signals.
And who wants to fuck Furry Lynn?
These movements, they said it was supposed to open up a portal, so they did
have some.
They did. Oh.
Then they did.
Okay, and each time she met Katoon, and she.
Now you know Katoon was an angel, right?
Yeah, she's an angel, and she told.
That's when she'd move her shawl. No, when she moved her shawl, you could see her feathers. Remember?
Yeah, you can see her wing. Yeah. But she told O.A. what she was, too.
Yes.
Katoon was giving her these movements, and then the last movement, it was the other woman who gave it to them. But when Katoon gave her something to swallow, is that something that had any significance? Like, what does that mean when you swallow something and... I don't know, I was just curious about that. She swallowed a bird.
It's Ezekiel 16:6. And it's bringing something into you. When they swallowed the bird, it was so you could fly.
Uh-huh. When they all got together...
Read. Ezekiel 16:6 first.
Okay, so don't ask you my next question about
until you read this, and then we'll answer that, please.
Okay.
I got it, Eliza. Okay. I got it. I'll read it. Ezekiel 16:6, and when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou waste in thy blood, comma, live, semicolon, yea, comma, I said unto thee, when thou waste in thy blood, comma, live.
Ta-da.
So that's the blood we're changing.
And you will waste in it. Mm-hmm. Did that answer the question of swallowing the bird?
Yeah, it had to do with the blood.
What about swallowing the sea creature?
Sea creature, what does that symbolize?
Remember when Homer was in with the aquarium?
Yeah, I remember the scene.
The
he swallowed
the
little
sea creature. It was the urchin.
It was the what?
An urchin.
Yeah, he swallowed that. So what did that do to him when he swallowed that?
Well, the lady that swallowed the moth, what did she get? Don't you remember? See, you can't play with us. We got this. We own the money.
Wait, the moth, was that the last lady?
Yeah, the fifth movement.
Oh, yeah. The last lady who was laying on the bed?
Dude.
All right, so when they do these movements together, do they change the frequency around them? I mean, they must if it opens up a portal. Right?
Okay.
Am I right in that?
If you're going like that, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. And then when the OA said, I have the will, and earlier the will was mentioned too, what does Ion say about having a will to do something?
It's a drive. It's the point of driving.
Is it like an intention?
Yes. A tincture. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I can't wait for the second season. So that'll be all for my questions today, Ion.
Hey, Eliza, what was the topic in the last question?
The topic was on the will. Having a will to do something, like when someone says, I have the will.
You asked about that phrase?
Yeah.
What did Ian say?
Having a will to do something, and they said that's the drive. That's what gets you going.
And the topic before that was the OA series?
These past questions have been on the OA series because the OA said, I have the will. And
right.
These few questions have been on the OA.
Why did Jonathan Edwards come up?
That was on my question last week when I asked him about God's peculiar people who are not, when the not is spelled with a K-N-O-T, and they said to look into the Jonathan Edwards royal priesthood.
And he told you that last week?
He told me that right now. Because
today.
Last week
today.
When I asked him about the... Yeah, last week when I asked him, they gave me verses, which I looked up. That's what I started off with my questions. And then when I asked him again about the not part, they said, look up Jonathan Edwards.
All right, so thank you for your questions. They were good questions.
Thank you, Connie, for giving me
the verses. It's very wonderful. It's very wonderful. And you're alive, so that's always pleasant, isn't it?
Yes.
She's good. We followed up to make sure that your chart, as long as you're charting, honey, that's all you got to do.
As long as I'm what?
Charting.
Oh, what's that?
Writing down what
those are. Charting how you feel.
Body.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Because you're really not qualified to know. Yeah, I think you better get on them hands and knees and thank Dr. Dean, because we would have taken you down a very different road, darling. You can believe that. We, unlike she, we have no patience.
I know. It was incredible talking to her.
She's pretty
no
magical,
words.
But we're not trying to pump her up or anything. She already knows all that. That's just where she got to go.
Yeah.
Yuck. Move on. Yeah. We got better things to do. Let's do something. Quit talking about what we have done. Let's do something different. See, let's get some slides. Let's do some homage or some slides, and then we can really see what's going on, what's going down up in here.
What was this last bunch of words? What were you talking about?
Homeridge, that she don't want to
it
talk about.
Secret.
Carolyn doesn't want to talk about how wonderful Carolyn is. She already knows how wonderful she is. She wants to get on to some
new stuff. I know. I didn't want to mention
she's
anything.
Like Donald Trump.
Just,
she's like Donald Trump. She's like Donald Trump. Well, we had to. She's like Donald Trump. He don't want to have no party, no inauguration. He's like, get on this. Y'all wasting money, wasting time, wasting energy. We got work to do. We got to make America great again. We got to drain this damn swamp, and you don't want to have a party on it. Hurry up. Get on with it, but let's go. Things to do.
So what
There's a new
that?
Level of urgency. Bob, your email should say, a new level of urgency. Carolyn's ready to go to work.
So what did Carolyn say? What is it, what would be the name of that topic?
The work ethic of Carolyn. Carolyn already knows she's great. Carolyn is great. Carolyn is good.
Work ethic.
Yeah. And how
don't
she doesn't
me.
Like people talking
thank yourself.
How people don't like things, how wonderful she is. She doesn't. She knows it, but she doesn't like people talking about it. Because, see, she knows the nature of people. Because if the more they love you, the more they're going to hate you. They hate to love you, and they love to hate you. So it's better just to stay kind of happy with it, and you don't ever have to go through any of that. Because at the end of the day, she don't really care. It's all good. You know, lather, rinse, repeat. Let's go. She wants everybody to thrive and everybody to win and everybody's dreams come true. That get on with it. But if they don't, it ain't going to be her or our responsibility.
So we told you the way.
Did Eliza discuss Carolyn's work ethic?
Ian mentioned something, and then I brought up Connie.
So you're going to be muted now, Eliza.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. and we're going to try to find Michael.
Good.
Thank you, Eliza.